USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000, I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal.
And one of the newest members of President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani, goes on to say that President Trump reimbursed another lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Cohen has said that he paid Daniels $130,000 to stop her from making claims of a sexual encounter with President Trump in 2006. Some of what Giuliani says, though, seems to contradict what President Trump has said.
So they funneled it through the law firm. Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yeah.
There's no campaign finance law.
Zero.
Giuliani there with Hannity on Fox News. The president tweets this morning, it was a non-disclosure agreement to stop Daniels from making false and extortionist accusations. This is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for it.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
The confirmed death toll up to 9 in the crash of a military plane in Georgia yesterday. That C-130 Hercules cargo plane was carrying members of the Puerto Rican Air Guard when it went down on a highway near Savannah. California reporting the first death in the nation's E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce from Arizona. Also, a total of 121 people in 25 states have now been sickened. Today, May 3rd, is the National Day of Prayer. Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson of the Eagle Mountain International Church near Fort Worth, Texas, says of the day,
"It's a wonderful day because we are unified in looking to God, praying over our nation probably more than any other day of the year."
President Trump hosting a National Day of Prayer event at the White House, where the guest list includes members of another Texas church where over 24 people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First publicly accused of sexual misconduct last November by 8 women, more women are coming forward and saying they were sexually harassed by veteran newsman Charlie Rose. The Washington Post says an investigative report it's done turned up an additional 27 women who claim they were sexually harassed by Rose, and of them, 14 worked with him at CBS News, 13 of them worked with him elsewhere. And then he spoke to the Post on the condition of anonymity, according to the paper, which says they fear retaliation. New allegations dating back to 1976. Teachers across the state of Arizona are going to continue their walkout for at least one more day. Leaders with Arizona Educators United telling teachers yesterday afternoon to stay out of school again and to meet at the state capitol today as they're waiting for the legislature to pass a budget and for Governor Doug Ducey to sign it. The plan needs to pass both the House and Senate before it would head to Governor Ducey's desk. An update on the health of a former president, George H.W. Bush, now expected to stay in a hospital a little bit longer. A spokesperson tweeting yesterday that the former president is regaining his strength, and doctors in Houston are pleased with his progress as he's been getting treatment for a blood infection. He was hospitalized a day after the burial of his wife and former first lady, Barbara Bush. Reminding you again, we're online at usaradio.com, and I'm Chris Barnes.